to the max.
To the max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is Sunday, May 3rd, and this is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and this is my one-year anniversary, so I want to thank you all for being a part of it. We've got an amazing show tonight. Right off the bat, I've got my mom on the phone, and I want to get her off. Not like that, but you know what I mean. Mom, are you here with us? Hello, my mommy, are you there?
Hi, Max. Congratulations. I wish you all the best and all of everything.
It's 1 year, Mommy. Can you believe it's 1 year already?
It went so quickly. My goodness, and look at all the people that you've had on. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And you were one of my first guests, so I had to have you on my year anniversary, so here we are.
Yeah.
Is that Lily singing up?
Lily, you want to say congratulations to Uncle Max? Come on.
Congratulations! Woohoo! What a big day!
Hello. Did you hear her?
All right, well, listen. I did. What a big day. I love you all, but you know what, Mom? I can't go on unless I say goodnight to you because I've got to continue the show. I wanted you to be my first guest, so thank you for being here a year ago, and thank you for being here today and supporting Now Max and Friends.
Okay, my darling. I wish you all the best. Love
thank
you.
Thank you, my love. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Before we continue, I've got to do some mad shout-outs because we've got an amazing, amazing show tonight. Of course, we have our Sex Docs Tamara in the house again. We got Rocco back again. But before we get to them, major, major shout-outs. Happy birthday today. It's Karis's birthday, Allison, Apple, Soledad, CG, Kathy, and Sean. Happy birthday to you all. Go get the movie A Walk in the Clouds. I saw it tonight. Now I got to give mad props to my girl, my new best friend. I'm in Spring Lake, New Jersey right now. The store is AllenandSusie.net. Susie, my friend, I love meeting you today. You're amazing. They have a store in Spring Lake and one in New York on Amsterdam and 80th. Check them out. Amazing, amazing. If you're in Spring Lake, my two favorite places you have to go to, Watermark. Check out WatermarkAP.com. And my favorite restaurant, Giamano's. They gave us an amazing, amazing, amazing dinner. So love them, as always. Those are my shout-outs for Spring Lake. And also, you know, I've got to tell you, I went to the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, Connecticut. Our new friend, Chris, you know, we're going to do shows on what to do with your families. And while on the East Coast, because, you know, I'm in New York. But the maritimeaquarium.com, family, or even if you just want to check out the amazing, amazing aquarium, the Maritime Center, or if you want to check out the IMAX theater. They have the largest screen there. It was a fun time, and I have to say thank you to all friends that are there. They were so much. This was a great time. I do recommend you guys go check out the aquarium. It's amazing, amazing, amazing place. Again, that's maritimeaquarium.org. Bring your family, bring your friends, and enjoy it. They have penguins there. You're going to have interaction with penguins. It's a cool place. So, also, we've got to talk about, I had an amazing event on Friday night with my dear friend Vanessa Noel, the shoe goddess. We got to get our sex doctor Cameron some of those shoes. But amazing, amazing. Vanessa Noel, thank you so much for, we threw a party, the traveling atelier with my great friends, designer Ruben Singer, who Rocco knows well, Sonia Rubin, who Rocco's going to know well, and my dear friend Irene Zelinsky with her company Rolling Stones. Fun event. Ula and Camila were my models. They were fantastic. San Domenico did the event. We had a great night. And I got to thank everyone for showing up and supporting that. And Vanessa Noel, you rock. So, on that note, everyone, I got to dedicate this show tonight. I was supposed to do it last week, but we got so caught up with sex last week. Tonight, the show is dedicated to Golden Girls, Bea Arthur. She's no longer here with us, but she's in a better place. And I'm sure they're listening to LA Talk Radio up wherever they are. Because that's the, you know, we say what we want. So, you guys, here's the deal. The lines are open. Call in to 323-203-0815. We want to talk to you. We have an open forum tonight, our one-year anniversary show. I know that Stacy, who was on my first show, the bathing suit goddess who designs all the bathing suits, is going to call in. I don't know who else is going to call in. I got to say thanks real quick to Bridget McGuire. We're hanging out with Bridget down here in Spring Lake. My friend Michael Antonori and Derek and everyone else. Michael Antonori's on here just Facebook me. So Facebook me, Twitter me, Max. What is it, my Twitter? Twitter.com/MaxTucci. All right, enough about me and everything else. Because we've got 1 year, and the only reason we're 1 year strong is because we've got a great show, Max and Friends. Rocco, my co-host, what's going on?
Hello.
What's going on? How's everything going?
It's going well. We've got a caller,
Rocco.
Well.
Oh, I think we have a caller.
That's your call, Rocco. Is this Sasha?
Sasha! Rocco, Sasha! Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Jack,
welcome
how
to
you
Talk Radio.
What's that?
Good, good. I said, welcome to our show.
I can hear you really well.
This is our 1 year anniversary.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Well,
Max,
I don't know what's
you
going
okay?
on. I can hear you fine. I think we just have a technical difficulty with the caller calling in, but I know it's Sasha calling, so if you can hear us, what's up? If you can't, we'll call you or try calling back later. Anyway, Rocco, what's up? Welcome back. We missed you last week.
Yes, I missed you guys very, very much. I actually went into the archives, I listened to the show, and I could not stop laughing about Shaniqua. She's just after me so much. I'm going to have to call her and say, calm down, boy, calm down. We're going to have to ask our sex therapist, what do we have to give to a man that is completely head over heels for another man? What is the antidote to get him to calm down? That's what we're going to have to find out this evening. That's going to be my question to our sex doctor. But, you know, everything's
you know
really
what?
Good.
You know what I
got
to tell you? I saw Shaniqua. We went back to see her again, had an amazing time at her show. She was great. You know, she does that star search every Thursday night at Barracuda in New York. So I went to go see her. And she goes, where's Rocco? I'm in love with Rocco. I said, Rocco, when he comes to New York, we're going to come and see her to your event. To your night, but she's also, Shaquita's got another show called Drip at the Grace Hotel on Monday nights in New York, so she is doing her thing.
Oh, that is
doing
excellent.
Her thing. But
so,
she misses you.
she misses me. That's alright. So, you know, I'm talking to some friends, hanging out with some people. Now, I don't know if you know or not, if you look through some of the stuff that we did, you know, our listeners can go to fashionnewslive.com, click on Where to Watch, click on YouTube, or any of the other networks that we broadcast our content on. I've interviewed David Hasselhoff. Now, David Hasselhoff is getting a lot of heat because people are saying that he's drinking too much alcohol. He's always drunk. He's always drinking. Now, David, yes, we do know you like to drink, but you are a functional alcoholic, so that's a good thing. But when you do things that are out of the ordinary and it's in front of the press, don't do that. Come on, man. Go get drunk in the privacy of your home and enjoy yourself. Now, we all know that you want to go to the Ivy. You know, there's different... You know what I don't understand, Max and Tamara? What I don't understand is if you're a celebrity, right, which I spoke to a friend of mine, Carson Kressley, he explained the celebrities when people celebrate you. And I had a little joke with him because... One of the first times I got published in a magazine many years ago, I walked into my local post office, and they said, oh my gosh, we know who you are, you're Rocco from Fashion News Live, when the show used to be on UPN. And I called Carson, I said, I'm a celebrity in my post office. But in any case, to get back to my story, if you're a celebrity, and you know you put yourself in in the public eye, why would you go to a place where you know there's paparazzis that are going to be there, to expose what you're doing. They do it on purpose. So stay out of those places. Don't get drunk. Don't do stupid things where you know the paparazzi are, unless you want to get exposure. But ultimately, Hasselhoff wants the exposure. That's why he does what he does. Now, that was one thing. The other thing... Say what?
It's interesting to bring him up because he actually was one of the judges on America's Got Talent with Shaquita. Did you know that? That's the truth. So, but you know what? My response, so the whole thing, getting drunk in public and doing your thing. You know what? In the end of life, I have a quote. In the end of life, actually, it's Mother Teresa's quote. It's between you and God anyway. So if you want to go out and do your thing and you want to get attention, however you want to go do it, do it. Because in the end, you're the one that has to deal with all
exactly.
We talked about the...
Now, listen to this.
Talked about it all.
Now,
and you know, so, you know what?
So this is something else, Max. This is a little bit closer to your house. Last night, when Britney Spears was performing on stage, this crazed fan jumped up on the stage in Connecticut at the Michelin Sun Arena over there in Connecticut and got arrested.
Wow.
Are you there?
You know, that I didn't hear about.
Yeah, the guy was 20 years old. His name is Kyle King. He jumped up on stage, tried to get to Britney Spears while she was sexing it up, even though Featherline did say that as sexy as she looks, she's really not that sexy in bed and she's not really into sex. She just likes the attention.
Well, you know, I don't know what's this Britney. Britney does her thing.
All right, I just wanted Britney to give my little bit of celebrity gossip there.
I love it, but you know what? Britney, yeah, she was up in Mohegan Sun. Where was she at? Mohegan Sun or something?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what, Rocco, here we are, 1 year. You've been with us for what? How long have you been on? We've been Max and Friends for what now, 2 months?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, well, this is my 1 year for being on LA Talk Radio. You know, before I was on BBS Radio, now we're on LA Talk Radio. And all my archives are here at latalkradio.com. You can get every show from May 4th of last year to May 3rd of this year. And I've had great guests, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, of course, Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, Mike Horn, one of my most amazing shows, Melky Jean, wow, the list goes on, Stacey Q, Tiffany. There's been so many people, I don't even know where to continue, but you know what? If you want to hear them, everyone, you just got to go. Of course, Shaquita. You all have to just go to my LA Talk Radio archive, pull up the shows, because we have changed so much, we have grown so much here, and I got to thank everybody.
We also have to give a big, big, big thank you to Tamara Bowman, our sex doctor. You can't forget her, Max.
You know what? How could I forget her? Because we have her in the studio tonight. We're going to bring her on in just a minute because I know she's standing by and listening because she's here in this. Well, she's in LA in the studio and doing her thing. So, yeah, man, I can't believe it's been a year. And I've got people hitting me up all over on Facebook right now, on Twitter right now. Oh, my God. So I'm just typing back because, you know, we're an interactive. And I'm my sidekick thanks to T-Mobile. But, all right. So, Rocco, what have you been up to for the last 2 weeks?
Besides
interviewing all these celebrities.
I have been attending events. I've been just putting my nose to the grindstone. You know, again, there's some things that I can't talk about just yet, but I'm looking very much forward to being able to discuss those things. Now, I don't know if I told our audience or not, but we have Jack McEnroth, one of the previous Project Runway contestants. He was the guy that he has HIV. He had to get taken off the show because he had some nasty infection on his lip. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. You know what, Rocco, I gotta tell you, ever since I did that whole Tyra Banks show, I like stay away from reality TV and watching TV. And I've been so busy because I'm doing event planning now, you know, for the restaurant and everything. I haven't had time. The only show I watch, I gotta tell you, is Brothers and Sisters. It's my favorite show. And I miss it every freaking night because I'm doing this show. I'm doing everything before the show, so I miss it every Sunday. But what can you do?
Wow.
Well, so what happened with our friend?
Which one?
On the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jack McEnroth. He ended up, well, he is HIV positive, and he got this infection in his lip, so they had to take him off the show. But now he's covering some things for us in New York City. And he should be part of our cast as a correspondent next Fashion Week.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
amazing. I'm
looking forward to seeing
you
that.
You know, you never cease to impress me. You always do your thing. But, we're Aquariuses, so we conquer and rule everything. But, you know, we just had a huge fashion event. And Pia put it up on your blog at fashionnewslive.com in New York. We had the traveling atelier with Ruben Singer, with Sonia Rolland, and of course Irene Zelinsky and Vanessa Noel. It was an amazing event. I wish you were out here. Mike with Vanessa Noel is a rock star. He totally helped us out in doing our event. It was a cool event, Rocco, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I wish I was there. You know, Pia said it was really amazing, and I wish I was there. Now, they're going to be coming to Los Angeles May 18th, May 19th, and they're going to Greenwich, Connecticut, May 30th, and then June 4th, they're going to Toronto, Canada. And I guess additional dates and locations are supposed to be announced. But if anyone wants more information on it, go to fashionnewslive.com, click on blog, and read up.
That's right. And of course, you know my website, maxtucci.com, but I don't really post much on there anymore because I've been so busy, you know. But nonetheless, here we are. So that's all that matters. But, you know, I forgot what I was going to tell you. There's been so much going on. I'm exhausted. But you know what? There's nothing like being on the radio because you all can't see me in my underwear right now. So unless you got a webcam, get on Skype and we'll Skype and chat at the same time. But I'm posting on Facebook. So you know what? I say, you know what? It is 11:16 here in New York. It's 8:16 in L.A. And Tamara, we've got you in the studio. So why are we even waiting to bring you on? You know what? Come on the show and get off. What's up, Tamara?
I am so here for you. Bless your heart, Max. I am just so excited for you and how you've evolved over this past year and who you've become and just grown this show into what it is today. It's magnificent.
Oh, I got to thank Varsity absolutely. Fan Club. All these people, you know, I'm like going through the list. Everyone has been on my show. But Tamara, so you know what? Why don't you, Rocco, ask your question to Tamara while we have her on. And while you guys do that, I'm going to go through my archives here so I could just see who I've had on the show I have to thank, which is everyone, but LATalkRadio.com archives. So, Rocco, ask your question.
All right. So my question is, I was kind of being kidding and semi-sarcastic because last week, you know, the Shakuya, the famous drag queen that's in New York City, mm-hmm. it's kind of coming after me kind of strong. So how do you tell another man that, hey, back down, calm down, Tiger. I'm not interested at this point in my life.
But Tamara, remember, they're a woman.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
this is that one, Tamara. I said it's also a woman, so you got to be polite.
Oh,
right. Okay. Yes, actually, Rocco, that is a great, great question, because regardless of male or female, we're exposed at different times in our lives to, you know, additional attention that's right in front of us. And if you'll remember, there's a saying that what you resist persists. So one of the things that's really important, that whatever is showing up, whether it's paparazzi, whether it's additional attention that's really coming at you, one of the things you want to do is just let it be there and just soak it in and go, wow, thank you. And let's say it's not necessarily for you that you want to engage back. You can be so grateful at their desire for you. And that's one thing that you can really appreciate and be able to say, my God, I am so moved and so touched at the fact that you are just loving me, because you know what? I need to see myself like that. So thank you. You know, I mean, just really honor them and really thank them for that. And then the other thing, like with paparazzi, you know, when you were talking about David and how he was maybe even getting some additional unwanted attention. One of the things I know about paparazzi that's very, very cool is that if they're coming at you, and let's say somebody's got some nudie pictures of me, and they're like, Tamara, I've got these nudie pictures of you. I'm posting them. Now, if I were to resist that and say, oh my God, I can't believe you have that on me. Don't do that. Whatever you do. It's like sharks smelling blood. Whereas if they came to me and said, Tamara, we got nudie pictures on you, and I lifted up my shirt and I said, ha, that's nothing. Take a look at the real thing. They really don't have a story, because it's not something I'm resisting. You know, it's not something I'm not owning. So if you're owning it, no matter what's coming across your table, because really we're a hologram of it all, you know, there's not hardly anything that we're not, you know, when at some degree, at some level of it, all of us are, you know, a little bit dark, a little bit, you know, light, and it just depends on what we're feeding as to what shows up. So one of the things you want to remember is that what you resist, but what you can do is receive her in and go, oh, Thank you so much. I mean, I can't tell you how much leverage I've gotten out of this story here that you just think I'm hot. I have gotten so much leverage. In fact, it makes me feel so good about myself that you think I'm all that. Now, honey, you know I don't go that way. So, you know, but thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. So, you know what? I saw somebody over there. I think that they, you know, could be interested. Shall I introduce you? So, really, you can be gracious in that, you know, and receive the compliment. And my goodness, you've had some great stories because of how hot she thinks you are, and which is the truth. And, you know, just soak it in, because it's something you need to just really own about you, that you're hot. And it doesn't mean that you have to give all this lavishing of love or your dick back.
Wow. You know what? You rock, Tamara. But you know what? Let me just break in real quick, because I've got to just tell you all real quick. You know, I've been going through my list of people that I've been on the show, so I just want to take 1 minute. So, guys, excuse me real quick. I know Rocco's getting questions for the doctor because I can hear him typing away with probably Facebook. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I've got to just take the stage 1 second for Max and friends, and I've got to say thank you. You ready, everyone? Christian Oliver, Stacey Angel, Ellen Stagg, Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover on ABC, Brenda Strong from Desperate Housewives, Amanda Annan, Dr. Matt Keschner is amazing. Check out those shows. Stacey Q, Tiffany, Tony Leroy, Chelsea Cross. She's here on Teen Talk Live now. I had her on my show, and now she's here on our network. My grandmother Letty, my sister Nikki, Playboy Bunny, Yvette Lopez, Gina Hendricks, right here on LA Talk Radio. Sibling Phoenix, they brought on Varsity Fan Club, the boy band. Oh my God. Sasha. We've got so many people. I've got so many people to thank. Taja Seville. I mean, I've got to go on with this list. So, guys, bear with me. One makeup. Mama Makeup, of course. You know Mama Makeup. Sasha Campbell. Oh, my God. The list goes on. Of course, my astrologer, Elizabeth, to the stars. That's my girl, Elizabeth. Michael Tucci. I mean, there's so many people, but I've got to give them all thanks. So, just bear with me one more time. Because without them, we wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, it's just been a pleasure having all of you on the show. My friend Jackie, DJ Chef. Cherub, Silk, the Boxer, Michael, I'm going to screw up your last name, Olajide, maybe not, to my friends, everyone who's been supporting me, to Cindy Cruz, who supports me, Nicole Bloom, of course, Dr. Rodney, we had a great show with him. You know what, it's just been an amazing time at To The Max, and I'm so glad we've expanded to Max and Friends, because we just, you know, we're taking it to a whole nother level, and Mike Horn was one of my most amazing shows. He's a world explorer, an author, a filmmaker, motivational speaker. Awesome, awesome guy. Tiffany, you know, she was on. And Coco Melvin, she has her own radio show. And, of course, London Garcia. She's here on LA Talk Radio. I mean, the list goes on. And all my charities and all my sponsors and everyone and my friend Michelle, thank you so much. Everyone, I love you all. And Delta.com, I love you too. And all the restaurants and everyone who's been a part of making this show where it is today, you guys are amazing. Philip Stein, Fred Siegel, MySpace, AAA, I mean, everybody, Eva LaRue, and all my upcoming guests. We're going to have an amazing time, so stay tuned. Bring your charities here, because we want to hear about them. And my niece, Lily, I love you for making all of my songs up for Max and Friends, my friend Michael Antonori, everybody. You guys are amazing, and you know what? You can hear how amazing they are by going to LA Talk Radio, clicking on To The Max, because we're changing that over to Max and Friends once I see my boy Rocco and we get in the studio together to change it. And you can download all of my shows and all of my shows now with Rocco, and you can hear them, and you can know why I'm so happy and so proud of LA Talk Radio. Sam, without Sam, none of this is possible. And the reason why I'm saying this now is because the show is only an hour, and I know if I start taking calls and questions for Tamara, none of this will get out. And gratitude makes the world go round, so I have to say thank you to everybody, because without you, there would be no me. So you're the ones that made this all possible. So I'm getting verklempt. But nonetheless, you all make this show what it is, so that's my speech for right now, and I love you all, and thank you so much, and if I forgot anyone, you know, all in my heart, and it's just so much is going on that I don't even know where to continue. Sharon Agati, that's my girl. You know, we're going to play her song tonight, Lead Me to the Water, because it is such an inspirational song, and sometimes I try to make the show to be an inspirational show, and if you're down and out and in despair, You could always come here, have a good time, a good talk for an hour, forget about what's going on in life and just enjoy life, take it to the max and bring it into the Max and Friends circles, because all of you are my friends. So that's why we expanded, and Rocco's my co-host here now, and Max and Friends is really the network where you can come to and hang out with us. Coffee talk. It's 1 hour of good times. So if we're talking about sex, or if we're talking about charity, if we're talking about going to an aquarium, or where to go, what restaurant to go to, you know what? We want to hear from you. So call in the number here, 323-203-0815 is the number. And please do check out all of my shows, because you all made them possible. So on that note, Tamara, what's up?
Oh, honey, I'm so moved. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's like you've walked down the red carpet, and you couldn't be more right in saying that that gratitude is what makes the world go round. And I just love your openness and your expansive heart that just has included so many people in your fold. And I'm just honored to be in the inner circle.
Well, you're part of Max and Friends.
Thank you.
I will thank Rocco, because he's the one that brought you in. And Tony Roy.
Seriously, I cannot thank Rocco enough.
And of course, I have Gabe Lopez. He always sends me songs to play. So you know what? It's like Monroe King. I had her on. She's great. She had her show on here, her song Fashionista. Everybody. I mean, it's really amazing when I go through this list of people, how we brought this together in 1 year. It's really, it blows my mind.
Wow.
And I've got to thank, right off bat, all of my charities that I've featured on the shows, past, present, and future. You know, I'm always about charity, because without it, you know what, you're just a useless person.
Yeah.
So be charitable, give back, you know what, and it doesn't mean monetary. Give your time. You know what, we're blessed to have this time on Earth, so give it back. Find a cause. You know what, even if you don't have one, whatever touches your heart, go online. There's over a million charities in the United States of America. Find one that touches your heart. Yeah. And donate your time if you can't, your money. You know, times are tough. That's why I love doing the radio, talk radio, because talking is healing. And you know what? Sometimes people don't have a place to go. And that's why I want them to come here and just chill out and motivate them and inspire them. And
You know what, Max? I would like to talk about a charity that the people really don't have a voice, and they can't talk about it, and none of the people that would be involved in this cause won't even hear it. So I'm going to ask everyone that can hear, that has the ability to hear, that if they have any deaf friends or relatives or someone close to them that's deaf that's not able to hear what I'm about to say, to relay this message back to them. There is this deaf organization called MissDeafInternational.com. And what it is it's a deaf organization that's looking for the Miss Deaf America to go to Paris, to go to Europe to represent our country. It's a beauty pageant for deaf people. And the reason why it's close to my heart is because my mother is deaf. I don't know if you know that or not, but my mother is deaf.
I did not.
And, yeah.
Wow.
And my mom... Because I can't call my mom. We communicate via text message often, and she text messaged me, go look at this website. So I looked at it, and I said, this is great. And it's not like I can tell my mom, hey, listen to the radio show. I'm going to tell people about it, because my mom can't, she's never heard my voice. But, I'll definitely let her know that I plugged it on the radio. So for anyone out there that has a deaf friend or a deaf relative or a deaf colleague, let them know that they can go to MissDeafInternational.com to get more information on that. And it's specifically for deaf people. And something else that I've never brought up before, it's called Silent News. And it's a segment of Fashion News Live where we have either a deaf correspondent or a professional interpreter interviewing celebrities and designers using sign language.
Amazing.
Yeah, and if you go to fashionnewslive.com, click on where to watch, click on YouTube, and you look through, you'll see it's Silent News. And it's, I think all the titles have Silent News within them. And our last deaf correspondent, his name was Martin Ritchie. He was the deaf guy that was on the Janice Dickinson modeling show.
Very good. Yeah. Well, Rocco,
that's awesome.
What goes around, you're cool, man, you rock. You totally rock.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? And you know what? That's why you got to get your mom on Twitter, because now you two can Twitter each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. You're right.
You see? I mean, so you can take, you know, you can take what's on the internet and make it into something positive. You know what I mean? And I'm on Twitter right now, so find me. Go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. Hit me up with your questions. Call us if you want. I know we've got a lot to do tonight, and I really want to play the song Lead Me to the Water, because Sharon, we had her on, and it's one of my most inspirational songs. Two songs that are really inspirational to me are, one is Lead Me to the Water, and the other is Fantasia, I Believe. Rocco, if you've got any strings with her, I want her on the show.
Okay. I do know some American Idols, but I don't know Fantasia. I have to, you know, go through my strings and see.
I want Fantasia on. I've got to also thank Akeisha Michelle. She's got her other show here, Living Vivaciously, on LA Talk Radio. I brought them in. You know, it's nice to expand that. But you know what, you guys? I know I'm going to say we're running out of time, even though we're not, because I'm trying to pace myself. But this is really my gratitude show and my giving back show. So, Tamara, we're going to talk about giving back. But before we talk about giving back in many ways, and sex being one of them, let's talk about my favorite song. So if I could just have you guys turn down your mics for a minute, mute yourself, because we're going to play a song. Sam, if we can get my best friend, Sharon, in the whole world, go to her myspace.com/SharonAgati, SARANAGATI. Jackie, I'm sorry I had to spell that. Go to that, check out the song Lead Me to the Water, download it here on the show. Sam, can we get Lead Me to the Water? And everyone, be inspired as you listen to this song, because it's one of my favorite songs in the whole world. So while Sam is pulling that up, we're going to get Lead Me to the Water. Okay, I just sent him a text message, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you about a great party that's coming up. Actually, I might have to tell you about that now, because we're pulling up the song. So, you know Kieselstein Chord, Rocco, and they are having, Kieselstein Chord, everyone, is having their, what is it called? Their sample sale. Oh, my God. Kieselstein Chord this Thursday is having their sample sale. My favorite belt buckles in the world. I've talked about them on the show before. Love them. Love Barry Chord. Amazing. Karen Chord, his wife. Amazing. And Sam, I know you've got the song pulled up. Just give me 1 second, because I want to tell you all where it's going to be. It's going to be this Thursday at the Warwick Hotel, I believe. I think so. I'm going through my Facebook right now, because I posted a comment that you all have to go and check it out. And I promised Barry and Karen that I would talk about it on tonight's show. So hold on. I'm so sorry that I'm doing this, but I'm going to find it. I swear, I promise.
Facebook, well, you know what I can do?
Post every day. Okay. Warwick Hotel.
Did you find it? Did you find it?
Don't say something, Rocco, until I find it.
Okay. So listen to this. Wednesday night, I get invited to this event by this amazing publicist. Her name is Serene. She runs a PR firm. I'm not sure what the name of the PR firm is. Okay, HSMPR. She does all the fashion shows in LA. She's an amazing person. I get this invite. I'm like, oh, okay, let me check this out. So listen to this. CheckYouDaily.com. Let me tell you what that is. It's a website, CheckYouDaily.com, where you take a picture of yourself, you put it up on this website, and you tag what you're wearing. Say you're wearing Monarchy jeans or, you know, an H&M shirt. You tag what you're wearing, just like people tag other people in Facebook images. So I thought it was the coolest thing, and I just wanted to let our, you know, our audience out there know
about.
What
is it called?
CheckYouDaily.com.
CheckYouDaily.com. All right. And I've got to plug this event, because it's the most beautiful, masterly crafted handbags and belts in the world by legendary designer Barry Kieselstein Chord. The Warwick Hotel arrived noon this Thursday in New York. I will be there at 11:30 knocking bitches out the way. So don't play, because I'm going to get my belt. But you know what, Sam, do we have Lead Me to the Water? Because everyone, it's time to be inspired. You guys, lower your mics. And Sam, let's get Lead Me to the Water going, because I love it and I want you all to love it. And it's my favorite song in the whole world. So Sam, pull up Lead Me to the Water. Be inspired, be encouraged, and be led to the water.
Thank you.
Will you lead me to the water, Sharon? Amazing song. Thank you so much. Sharon Agati is her recording label name. Love you. Love the song. Hope it inspired you. All right, so we've got callers calling in. Call in because Mama Makeup was hanging out last night with Madonna, so we got to get the scoop on that. Tamara, we still have sex questions for you from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocco, what's up? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Rocco's being interactive right now, talking to Sharon and trying to figure out what's going on because we want some Madonna scoop. But
that's
Tamara,
right.
What did you think of that song?
I thought it was amazing. You know, water is very healing.
I've been in the last few weekends, okay? A friend of mine, Edna, passed away. I was taking care of her in New York and taking care of her hospital. So last week I spoke to David, and David LaChapelle and I decided to go to Lady Gaga's concert in New York. So we both met each other in New York. And so I worked yesterday to get for the show. And then the first show, Madonna came to, and I haven't seen Madonna in a long time, and I was so happy because, you know, her daughter was there, and it's so nice to see her daughter, and they had so much fun, and you could just see Lourdes having fun, and, you know, enjoying the music and having a good time, and, you know, Gaga was off the hook. I mean, the show was amazing. It was amazing. Like, the crowd in New York, it was crazy. The energy, everybody was so happy and just so much love. And I'm so happy after going through what I had to go through to be able to celebrate and live life and just, you know, the show must go on kind of attitude, you know, just, you know, I was happy I got to see Cyndi Lauper. And, you know, it was amazing. When I was in the hospital that night, I told Cyndi that, you know, I was listening to the song all through the night. And I love that song all through the night because I just, you know, thought about taking care of Edna all through the night. And, you know, I just, you know, life is kind of funny, I think. It's funny, like, you know, running into Madonna and her daughter and then, you know, Cyndi Lauper. So it reminds me, it's so 80s from my, you know, my 80s and 90s, like, from my my early days. So, you know, it just kind of takes you back in time.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hello?
You know what? And it brings you back to the future, because as much as it brings you back in time, it's
amazing
how all
those... I got the future.
Yeah, totally amazing. Well, you know what, Sharon?
She got a gold... Her record... They gave her a gold record on the second show. They gave Gaga a gold record. And the second show, they gave La Chapelle King and Jeremy Scott. And, oh, my God. The second show was the same as the first. I mean, Gaga is like... She is on fire, let me tell you. She is on fire.
You know what, Sharon?
I mean...
Sharon, sorry. Sharon, I got to interrupt you because you know what? You're on fire. And the reason why I got to bring this up is because of Charm and Sharon that I have Rocco as my co-host. So I got to say thank you so much to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say we're going to have you on.
Being happy and, you know, thinking about the sun coming out and thinking about how.
Well, you know what? That goes out to Edna. Edna, we all think about you. We lost Sharon, but we got another caller. So caller, you're here. Who's this?
Hi, Max. Happy anniversary. It's Coco. How are you?
I am doing amazing, Coco. Thank you so much for calling. You've got your radio show. Where is it?
I'm sorry?
Where's your radio show? Because I know you have one, too.
Yes, my radio show is called Embrace Your New Beginnings, Your Empowerment Show. And I'm on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know what? Thank you for calling in. You are, and I was on your show, and it was a lot of fun. I've got Tamara, my sex doctor here, Rocco, my co-host here. I've got Coco here. Everyone, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. This is LA Talk Radio. Thanks for choosing Sunday night to be here with us. And Coco, thank you so much for the well wishes.
I part every day.
That's right. Well, you know what? I thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful night, because I got to wrap the show pretty soon. So, thank
you,
Coco.
Thank you, and, sweetie.
I hope to come on your show soon.
Thank you.
Inspiring. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, you see, we've got people calling in all over the place. You guys, Rocco and Tamara, it's been a crazy hour. It's already been 48 minutes since we have you on. Rocco, I've got a personal message for you. Just wanted to say congratulations and all the best. Wishing many, many more years of successful programming. And big, big hello to my man Rocco from Sasha and Viva La Croatia. So we got that into Facebook. Oh, my God. But he's going to Croatia next week, so that's what he wanted to tell you. But, you know, Tamara, you know, we didn't get many questions in just because this has been an hour of gratitude, an hour of a year anniversary. So I'm surprised we even got all the information
honey.
In. So,
well, honey, this has been extraordinary.
We're going to have
just
you on
sitting
all the
in
time
the background.
Yeah, you're here. I always want you here. This is our three way with Rocco, Tamara, and I. So it's a good three way.
It really is. And honey, just sitting in the background here. It's great because I'm basking in all the gratitude that's coming in for you. So
it's nice to have a woman's voice on the show. I've gotten a million emails that I've got to just say thank you all to, and text message and Twitter messages. And Rocco, we're going to take this show to a whole nother level for a whole nother year. So the best is yet to come. That's Ivana Trump's quote. So Rocco, why don't you tell our listeners who you've got planned on coming in the future?
Well, I have definitely put my feelers out there. I've talked to some PR firms. I don't want to disappoint any of our listeners and say we're going to have someone that we're not going to have. So at the moment, I've reached out to a lot of people. If anyone wants to have an idea of what people I know or what people I've worked with in the past, you know, again, go to my website and all those people I've been interviewing for years. But unfortunately, there is a protocol. You know, I called Lady Gaga. I'm like, hey, Lady Gaga's name is Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, will you be on my show? She's like, oh, I would love to, but you got to talk to my label. You know, they recently filmed a paparazzi video. So I go to the set. Hey, Gaga, you know, let's do something for a radio show. Oh, well, you got to talk to my label. And you go to the label. Then you got to talk to the manager. So you have to go through so much blue tape to get to these people. And I'm just in the process of going through all that blue tape to make sure to have these people on our show.
Blue tape, red tape, whatever color tape it is. You know what?
That's right.
People, this is what I got to tell people. If you have people, get them out the way. Let's get back to a good old-fashioned handshake.
Exactly.
Let's be real. Exactly. You know what? At the end of the day, we all bleed red. It doesn't matter where you are in this world.
That's
and
right.
If you need your people to call my people, that's fine. But if you want to call me directly, the number is 323-203-0815. We're here every Sunday night.
Doing something very special. And for all the people that reside in Southern California, they're going to have an opportunity to meet her. But I want her to tell all of our listeners about that.
And you have
Rocco,
30 seconds.
Okay, honey, and Rocco, I just want to thank you so much, sweetheart. You guys, this weekend, it's going to be at a private estate where I'm going to be doing a day-long workshop on how to transcend our internal prisons and break those open and help us connect intimately, sexually with our partners, whether it's with ourselves or with a partner. It's going to be absolutely an unforgettable journey within, and we're going to do it with music and bliss light. My website, www.tamarabowman.com. It's going to be up there, the flyer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You get all information there because I've seen it because we spoke about it last week. It's an amazing event. Best of luck with that. Yeah. If we want to keep this show, we've got to wrap it up because I know Sam is like, we got to get because we've got someone coming on next. So I got to cut everyone off. Rocco, Tamara, what's your closing statement real quick?
You know, just don't forget that love is all around us, and just open up and continue to expand in that gratitude that, Max, you have just presented to all of your one-year people that have been on the show with you. So continue to expand in love.
And Rocco?
My quote is, never give up, follow your heart. If you can see it, you can be it.
And my quote is, where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. And I thank you all so much for being here on LA Talk Radio, listening to Max and Friends, because there's nowhere else I'd want you to be than right here and right now. And remember, in life, you can't fight fate. sit back and enjoy, and there's nothing biblical about stress. So, Sam, I know you're stressing out, so let's wrap this show up, everyone. Thank you so much for 1 year. Tune in next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Rocco's going to be here. I'm going to be here. Tamara's probably going to be here. We love you all. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Remember, right here, where we are now is where we're supposed to be. So next Sunday, be here, 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, wherever you're in the world. And I thank you so much for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I thank everyone above that's not with us, shining down and making it possible. Sam, I give you permission to wrap the show up. It's been 1 year. We got many more coming. So peace out. Take life to the max. And have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Wrap it up, Sam. Wrap it up.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.